Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, President. It is an honor for me to address you on behalf of my delegation and to thank Ms. Luz Maria de la Mora, as well as Ambassador José Roberto Sánchez for the presentation of this report, a document that looks at the challenges and opportunities in our region, which call for urgent and coordinated responses as we seek to achieve justice, equity, and solidarity. We also align ourselves with the statement delivered by Peru on behalf of the G77 and China, and we support the statement pronounced by Guatemala on behalf of GRULAC. President, the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, in step with its commitment to the Sustainable Development Goals, acknowledges the challenges that are described in the report. However, it is also important to highlight that our country has faced exceptional circumstances which have exacerbated these challenges, the unilateral coercive measures imposed by the United States and the European Union. These actions have led to a dramatic fall by 99% of our national revenue, which went from $56 billion to only $700 million in just a year. The ill-named sanctions, which are contrary to international law and run counter to the UN Charter, and which, far from having a focalized emphasis and a proportionate impact, as some claim, have actually had a devastating impact on our economy, limiting access to financial resources, technologies, and international markets, and also having a direct impact on the well-being of our people. Despite all these adversities, Venezuela is on a path towards economic recovery, bolstered by the joint effort of all our productive sectors and governmental policies that have been implemented by our president, Nicolas Maduro Moros. These are geared towards shoring up the basis of our own economic development model. These measures include economic diversification, the strengthening of our national productive sector, the promotion of strategic investment, and the promotion of social programs that ensure access to food, healthcare, and education for all Venezuelan people. As a result, we have started to see signs of economic recovery with moderate but sustained growth. Inflation has fallen, and the quality of life of our population has begun to improve. We have had 15 consecutive quarters of growth, which has been acknowledged by ECLAC and means that Venezuela is the country with the highest interannual GDP growth in Latin America over the last year. This shows that international pressure policies have failed and that our economy is on the rise. President, Venezuela's economic growth in 2024 bears witness to the ability of our people to overcome adversity and to build a more prosperous future. So we would like to reiterate our call to the international community for unilateral coercive measures to be ended. These not only affect Venezuela, they are also an obstacle to the growth and stability of the entire region. We would like to reaffirm our readiness to actively cooperate on the basis of South-South cooperation and constructive dialogue. Together, we can consolidate a resilient economic model that will promote social justice and the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals of Agenda 2030. Many thanks,